This is Radio Elk Grove. I'm Denny Gomez. As part of our series on the 12th annual Elk Grove State of the City Address, the candidate's response, we spoke to Greg Higley, mayoral hopeful, at a political training event on March 31st, 2012. Here is that unedited interview.
Mr. Higley, you were there at the State of the City Address yesterday, heard Mr. Cooper's remarks, and Mayor Cooper began with a statement of the importance of independence for Elk Grove, and also the fact that, in his opinion, that Elk Grove had arrived, that we know who we are, that we have become what we are intending to become. What's your stance on that?
I think since we incorporated, the city itself has become a good, very good community, and we are a viable asset to the rest of the region as far as bringing in businesses, education, and our vital services and police and fire. I do believe, though, that we now can take things to the next level. With the last couple of years, this city council has been working hard to maintain our city services and vital services as they are, but they haven't addressed, I think, some of the issues that we need to do to take it to the next level. So my goal, basically, at this point, based on the way I read the mayor's State of the City address, is we need to bring in partners who are actually going to extend and build the mall. As they've already stated, they're talking with the Howard Hughes Corporation next month in April to help encourage and bring anchor stores into the area. My idea is not only to talk to those anchor stores, but see what it is that we can do to partner with them, as well as the Howard Hughes Corporation, to make it enticing for them to want to do this as soon as possible. The sooner we can get the mall built for the city, the sooner we can get those tax dollars, base revenue, back into the city so we can increase the services that we currently have within the city. Another thing that some of the citizens also talked about, too, was we have a 1,280-acre site just west of 99 and south of Grantline Road that we were going to develop, and they were asking the community what things they would like to involve in that area. And obviously, having a athletic field or a venue down there is important. But one of the other things was they were talking about bringing a satellite university or college down to that location. So I have taken that one step further, and I figured, well, let's find out who really is interested. So I had my staff reach out to other universities around the country, in fact, the top 10 ranked universities in the country, to find out which ones would be interested in doing a satellite brick-and-mortar university in Northern California. There were some that said no. Some said that was a good idea. They hadn't thought about it, and they were going to talk to their boards and find out what the situation was on that. We actually had a few schools that are actually quite interested, and one, in fact, very interested in moving to Northern California. So we've had a few conversations with that particular one who's actually pointing out that they would actually like to put a brick and mortar in Northern California. And so far, those negotiations and those talks, I should say, are actually going quite well. The next area that I think we can improve on that he also touched on was the old Elk Grove downtown area, and to revitalize that and help with the boulevard theme night, boulevard nights theme for Old Elk Grove. That is an important factor in order to reestablish the old Elk Grove downtown area and to build on that as not only an entertainment area for arts and crafts and things for the new what used to be called the Second Saturday event, but also to bring it in for families so that you can use that for entertainment, restaurants, bring in some nice restaurants and a place for families that can bring their families down there for nights and weekends to enjoy what's going on with Elk Grove. So instead of people saying, I'm going downtown to have a good time, I want them to say, I'm going to Old Elk Grove downtown to have a good time, to help and grow the Old Elk Grove area in our community. A couple of things that the city have brought into place are the medical facilities, Mercy, which is currently under construction on Elk Grove Boulevard, which will be opening up soon. Kaiser Permanente down by the mall, or what was to be the mall, opened up recently. And Sutter Memorial Surgical Center on Laguna Boulevard, which will be opening up soon. Those were already in plan to be grown and produced within the city prior in previous years in order to get the plans done. And so I'm glad that those venues are actually coming into the community. But I think bringing a brick-and-mortar university, major university, top-ranked university in the country to our town and build on our site as a central location would also help on so many different levels, not only from the money standpoint and having your children go to a local major university, but money, tax dollars for the community, not only for business, but it would also should help increase the property values of the homes as increased businesses at every level, and then a competitive level for the educational level within our community as well, because now the schools, K through 12, and also the local community college will also probably want to compete and see how they can do as well as a top-ranked university. Those are things that would also bring in a dramatic amount and a substantial amount of jobs within the city of Elk Grove, and those are important key factors. Another thing he touched on just real briefly, but I think we can do a lot better job on, is there's a lot of gang activity within the city. We hear about it on a daily basis from one aspect or another that is talked about. We have spent a lot of time, money, and energy on gangs, and we need to address that. I would really like to focus with the police department, working with them, if I became mayor, to work with them one-on-one to see what we can do to not only impact that, but make it so as a huge deterrent from being want to do that type of business within the city limits of Elk Grove. I don't like, nor do I condone, the fact that children or young adults or middle-aged adults that are in gangs, registered as gang members, have any kind of influence or impact within the community. Anything that hurts, defrays the liberties, peace, and sanctity of the community, I have a problem with. So if those folks want to do that kind of business in Elk Grove, and if I'm mayor, then obviously I will work with the chief and the police department, do whatever we can to make sure that activity is brought to, if not a halt, as much as we can within the city of Elk Grove. So that's something I would want to work on as well.
The first section that Mayor Cooper talked about had to do with economic development. And the overall message was that bigger is better. Where do you stand on that?
Economic development is an important key factor to bring into a tax-based structure within the community, not from just a businessman standpoint, but from also a jobs perspective for tentative employees looking for good employment within the community. But I think if we're going to bring businesses within the community, they need to be top-tier, top-level type of businesses that will attract a high income ratio to what the rest of the region and or valley is doing. So if we do want to bring in types of businesses that are going to help Elk Grove, there are going to be businesses I would like to go after who will help enhance the image and the productivity levels and monetary values of the, not only the personal properties, but business properties within the community, and also bring those jobs in so that those tax dollars can be put back into the community, back into the city coffers, so that we can do other projects, so that this city can be not only a great neighborhood community, but a good business community and a residential community for everybody that lives within the city limits. Ultimately, as I've grown up in my life, the one thing I've become wise about is when I've watched cities grow from where we are now to larger cities, there have been lots of stumbling blocks. They go up and they go down. But the one thing I've noticed is those that focus on what's best for the city as a whole and not use our personal vested interests actually grow a lot better. And learn from our mistakes, and then apply the things that, that we've learned from our mistakes, and make sure that we don't do those things again. So I look outside, not Elk Grove, but to other communities and things I've learned from my life experiences to apply those things to what I want to do as a mayor.
Another key section of the mayor's speech had to do with infrastructure. And one of the things he mentioned is the much-contended new corridor. How's your stand on that?
I think the new corridor is going to be an absolute very positive thing for the community. Are you talking about the Grant Line Road?
Yes, the Grant Line
Road. Right. The Grant Line Road corridor will actually enhance and help the community on so many different levels. One, it's going to bring traffic in and around the city and divert traffic that would actually congest commuters going in and around the city of Elk Grove to get to and from work, but also divert traffic in and around the city, but also bring in traffic from outside areas to cross vent over into the Highway 50 corridor and down to I-5. But the businesses and residences on both sides of that project will benefit dramatically once that actual project goes in there. So that actually is a very good thing for the city to get into and hopefully get working on that as soon as possible. Not only that, but the actual construction of that project is going to bring in several jobs within the community, and those tax dollars will be vented back into the community coffers.
The mayor spoke at length about community involvement, volunteerism, and the inclusion of various constituencies within the city. How do you feel we're doing on that score?
Actually, the city does a good job by asking lots of volunteers to step up for committees they've appointed to and have selected for within the city for different things like disability, the children for teenagers, all the different committees and planning commission, or not necessarily the planning, but all the commissions involved basically are working well to help give the information back to the city council so that we can make better decisions. Now, they hold forums on a monthly basis or bi-monthly basis within the city limits of these different commissions, but they also are getting information based on the folks that are interested in addressing those issues, whatever they may be, so that when the commissions actually come up with a decision, they actually can take that back to the city council so that city council members as a group, as a team, can make better decisions. And that's one thing as why I'm running this for this position is because being mayor, I don't want to work against anybody. I want to work together as a team with my colleagues in the city council so that we can make things better and take it to the next level. That's one of the things you'll need to do when you, as a mayor, is you need to work with a team of people, both at the city council level and your staffers within the community, as well as the community, to try and come up with the best decisions you can so you can move your city up to the next level and become a premier city. I've had experiences working with major corporations in the past that have worked out quite well. In fact, I've got one under wraps right now that's working. They've taken them 10 years to come up with this, and they used me as a broker to get this thing going, and now they're actually sitting down in April to come up with a happy ending on a major project they've been working on for 10 years. So I enjoy doing that kind of work. I enjoy getting different folks from different levels together to help get things done. And the commissions and the volunteerism that we have at the local level will help us get to that next level. So, yes, I totally encourage that.
There was a section of the speech about the profile of the city, our accomplishments and progress, and how that's gone. How do you feel about where we are in terms of the awards or recognitions we've received and where we might be trying to take that in the future?
I think the awards and the recognitions that the city of Elk Grove has received are good from outstanding leaders and communities and people within the surrounding areas. But I think City of Elk Grove can also be a standalone city on some of the accomplishments we can make in the future. Obviously, one being a brick-and-mortar university, one of the top 10 ranking universities within the city, if that were to ever come to light, would be one thing that we could, a feather we could put in our cap. Developing the city in such a way so that the values of the homes and businesses increase dramatically in that tax-based structure. Also building the mall and bringing in the brick-and-mortar anchor stores necessary to help Howard Hughes and the city enhance the project that we have at Grant Line and 99 will help all of a lot of the issues that we currently have within the city to become a lot easier to handle as opposed to the rest of the communities in our region.
So the conclusion of the mayor's speech, he stated that the city is unique, the city is strong, and he challenged us to improve on what we've created. But in the speech, there was no clear vision of the current administration of where that should be. Do you have a strong vision for the future of Elk Grove, and what is it?
Well, as I talk to and listen to the community, that when they come around me within my store, I ask them those questions, and then I listen to what they have to say. Their biggest things that the vision they want to see is addressing the mall. And so I have myself actually contacted the Howard Hughes Corporation and talked to the gentlemen who are actually directly involved with the building of the mall here in Los Angeles, even though their headquarters is out of Dallas. The two gentlemen that are actually involved with the construction development of the Howard Hughes Corporation are out of Los Angeles. And I've told them that I'll be more than happy to work with them. I'm just still a citizen running for the city of mayor, and I'm interested in seeing what we can do to help and what I can do to help them grow and get anchor stores signed up with them and with the city and get this approval process going so that we can grow that part of it. So the mall is a big project that needs to be addressed, and it can be done quickly as long as the right people are involved and we're working aggressively to get those things done. Bringing in another fine institution like an Ivy League university into our community would another big, huge project that we could get done and dramatically on so many different levels improve the abilities and capabilities and drive different venues within the community and bring in tax dollars. And then working with the Old Elk Grove Downtown Foundation to try and get that revitalized, rebuilt, and structured so that it's easy to park in, easy to enjoy, bringing in restaurants, changing some of the types of businesses that are down there so they're not so it can become more attractive for families to be down there in the nights and evenings and weekends will be something I'd like to address and work with the president and the foundation to work with them so we can get those things done. But the city is on a course. It's on a good course. It's not. They haven't done bad. I think the city council has done a very good job to this point. But like I said, because I'm a businessman, I look at things a little bit differently than I think that a lot of them do. I'm looking kind of a little bit beyond that now. I think that by adding my abilities and my capabilities of being somebody who can talk to CEOs of major corporations and get things done, that I can jump in there and help now take our city to the next level. And that's why one of the reasons why I'm getting into this race. Plus, I enjoy the fact that I can help the community move ahead and move forward without any more recessionary issues. And that my goal is to ultimately help the entire community grow out of this as quickly as possible and leave the rest of it up to the state and federal government.
A very important question is that of the new position of mayor. We've never had an elected mayor, as of course you know. What will you bring to the mayor's office that'll change or enhance the way that the city is operating now?
I think the mayor basically is the person who basically will sit in city council with the city council members, work with his colleagues so that it'll be we can come to a fine agreement on what the direction is of the city as a whole, and that person as the mayor will help direct and guide the city council members and the staff and the community in a direction which everybody's going to be happy and everybody's going to enjoy what happens in the rears of what happens with the mayorship for his or her two-year tenure. So I want to work as a team member as the city council, so the mayor will basically be the person who will listen to and work with them, and we'll all come to a happy agreement on what's right and wrong and move forward from there. But I do like to listen a lot to individuals and find out what their diverse reasons are for specific things, then talk about that and put those ideas together so that we can come to a better decision about the things we're going to be doing in the future for the city, whether it be planning, police department, the way the city is run and the tax structure. I do not, nor will I ever endorse or encourage any tax increase whatsoever for the city.
So as a candidate, as opposed to Councilman Davis, who's been a part of a lot of the decisions that have been made in the city, you are in a different position. And I would ask you, if there was one thing that you would change about the way we do business, what might that be?
I wouldn't direct anything necessarily towards Mr. Davis.
I'm saying...
The direction is we need to be more proactive with the types of institutions who've already addressed an interest in doing business with the city of Elk Grove, and be more aggressive towards finding out what it is their needs are, what it is they want to accomplish, and what it is we can do to help them get to that next level. In order to do that, we need to sit down and find out what those needs are. Then we need to let them know what the basic needs and requirements are for the city is on our side, and then let them know what those are, and sit down and find out, weigh things out, what we can do to help each other get to that next level as quickly as possible. If it's beneficiary to the people of the city of Elk Grove, that's the direction we need to go. And as a team of city council members, I hope that they will be able to help us move that forward along with the staff. That's my position on that.
Great. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us today. Okay. And I wish you the very best of luck in your campaign, as I do to all the candidates.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You can listen to our coverage and commentary of the State of the City address and follow links to coverage of our project partners on our website at www.radioelkgrove.com. The candidate's response was created in partnership with the Elk Grove Patch, news and events for our city, found at www.elkgrove.patch.com, and the Elk Grove News, Elk Grove's unique online newspaper, found at www.elkgrovenews.net. This recording is produced by Denny Gomez and Radio Elk Grove, who are solely responsible for its content. Thanks for listening.